talking about issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. I got to get the agenda pulled up here. I get stuck talking to Steve.
I mean,
kind of takes you into that.
That gets you stuck.
I know.
All the way.
It's funny because if I see him standing out in the parking lot, I use the other door.
There you go. Then you don't get stuck.
Our little secret, a lot of people don't know about that door on the other side of the building.
That's
it takes
right.
you right out to the grassy area on the side of the building. You can get right to your vehicle.
Well, but one key thing about Steve is, you know, I spend time with Steve at various and sundry events. And the nice thing is you can take Steve anywhere and he can talk to just about anybody.
Yes.
And he can make people comfortable and do the things. He's very skilled with people, can make people feel welcome and warm and find common ground to discuss with them. And Steve's a great person to bring along with you to certain events because it's not stagnant.
No, it is not. Nor is it in here. Megan Krause joins me as we're recapping last night's Auburn City Council meeting. Yes, I did run the meeting. I will say that. However, I was also watching Georgia beat Alabama at the same time in the studio.
Oh, that's very important business, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, I'm not required. You know, I can wear shorts and like a T-shirt in here while I'm doing that. While you guys are all having to do all the proper stuff. So,
yes.
So I was paying attention to basketball. I did pay attention to a few things. There were a few big items that got taken care of. But where do you want to start? Because last night was the first meeting in the month. So you guys have all
first
your
meeting in the month.
Anything committee as a whole, by the way?
Huh?
Anything in committee as a whole?
Well,
we
you know,
discuss?
We had scheduled for a 15-minute committee of the whole, of which we certainly did not go that far. Mm-hmm. And so, we had a really good discussion about the fact that the school board, we have a member that had only served a partial term, and that seat was up for renewal because when you fill an unexpired term, mm-hmm. that's not considered a full term. So Blake Prestridge, the city council was going to talk about whether or not they were going to go ahead and reappoint him. Instead of opening applications up and garnering a bunch of applications, people spend time on it, going through interviews. Blake's an incumbent who hadn't even served a full term, and mm-hmm. so they discussed it on the next city council agenda that they would like for me to put on a resolution directly just reappointing mm-hmm. Blake. They're very interested in what folks have to say about their interest in the Board of Education, but there's also a continuity thing and consistency thing mm-hmm. and a long ramp up for members to get up to speed. So they opted to stick with Blake there, and they want to move forward with reappointment. They also discussed the Chamber of Commerce. It has a brand new building project where they're not moving, but they will tear down and build a new building in place. Lots of different investments from all over the community in that facility. And as the city council has done before, last night they were talking about investing in this project with many other folks. Mm-hmm. The chamber really represents the heart of our business community, which makes us go fiscally in everything mm-hmm. that we do, and so important to what we do in Auburn to have organizations dedicated to serving our businesses. And certainly we try our best to serve our businesses, but the chamber can serve them in ways the city certainly cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do a great job. And so the council would like to see a resolution coming up about a $400,000 commitment. It'll be naming the main meeting space in that building, and it'd be a $400,000 commitment over 8 years, so $50,000 a year. So they asked me to put a resolution together for the first meeting in April, which would be April 7th, to deal with that. And there's just parameters in there. We don't just stroke a check. And the chamber will be great to work with, but you know, we'll require that they get started with construction before we make our first payment, and before we get to, you know, too far down the road that construction's completed. And there's zero concerns about that, but that's normal for us contractually.
Okay. I would say, we probably need to take a break. You okay with taking
a break?
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. We're recapping last night's Auburn City Council meeting. More with Megan Krause, city manager, momentarily.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We continue making Crouch City Manager, City of Auburn, as we recap last night's meeting. And where did you want to head next?
Yes, I just real quickly, we had, you know, Employees of the Month, Robert Battle Jr., Environmental Services. He's one of our many wonderful people that work there. Kids get excited when he's driving through neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And he's got a great rapport with a number of people and mm-hmm. a great employee. And so it's a good thing. I have a lot of great people that work for the city of Auburn mm-hmm. that care about what they do and the people they serve. So good story there. We have a number of employees with service recognitions and spending a good bit of time in the city, and we really strive to retain our people. We invest much in training, believe in them, want to have the best work environment so we can serve our citizens best. Rolling into the agenda itself, have a vacancy on the Downtown Design Review Committee, but you need to be a qualified architect, urban planner, etc. Kind of similar, a few vacancies on the Historic Preservation Commission. You have to live in our district or be uniquely qualified professionally or general expertise to be on that board.
You have to live in the historic district area?
No, you have to either live in it or you have to have unique qualifications.
Okay.
And it's because you need to know a little bit about historic preservation one way or the other. Nobody gets excited. We purchased a new vehicle. As we're growing, the city does a lot of capital projects, and I've got somebody leading that effort that's long worked at the city.
I've told you, we get it. People like me, they had to drive in a 1978 F-250 pickup truck on the weed-eating crew. We would have loved a new vehicle.
Well, this new vehicle, we are switching to a ton of Chevy Colorados mm-hmm. are reasonably priced. This is $33,000. Still four-wheel drive because this person does go off-road. But nonetheless, they're not hauling things or towing things.
Right.
And so we do purchase these. We keep them a long time. And this one, you know, should be kept a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We're also working on a downtown drainage study. This is part of our moratorium efforts and long planned anyway. This is a split out for our downtown area and looking at a stormwater model. Nobody gets excited about that. But drainage in a paved area, heavily mm-hmm. paved area, is almost tougher than not.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is just studying a few things. And then nobody also gets excited about a pine straw bed. But, you know, Parks and Recreation, the $80,000 number in here is they spend about $80,000 a year on pine straw across our cemeteries, parks, et cetera. And so we bid out because it's over a $50,000 mark, mm-hmm. so it's $9.85 a roll. And the math doesn't math to $80,000. That's just the budgeted number. So somebody wants to get out there
and somebody's
divide
listening right now and they're going through their calculator.
Yeah,
and
it's like whatever and 0.85 a roll. I get it. It's so that's just a budgeted number. We spend up to that amount. So to clarify what's in our world.
Okay.
And you want me to keep going?
Yeah, we'll keep going. We still got time.
Okay, so I'm going to skip around here and bypass the Foundry development. We'll talk about that last.
Mm-hmm.
We had Shinhwa. We announced yesterday Shinhwa Auto USA Corporation has spent a lot of money investing in Auburn, has multiple buildings out off of Beehive Road on West Tech Lane. And this is another $37 million investment in a new building and a bunch of equipment and about 20 new jobs. And I think I always like to highlight our economic development team does a great job. But our jobs over time are increasing in skill set, which means increasing in pay.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be fewer of them, but that increases the investment in machinery. And we still have same amount of jobs we've had long available, about 5,000 in our industrial base. But the investment in the machinery also means that we get a lot of taxes off of that, even with mm-hmm. a tax abatement, and it heavily funds our public schools. And mm-hmm. that is extremely important and one of the reasons we partner so heavily with industry. We want to create good paying jobs that help people do what they need to do. And we also want to be sure that we're generating good bit of taxes to help Auburn City Schools, because there's never a time those taxes are abated.
Well, it's been used, I think I've told you this, in the politicking world right now
mm-hmm.
with primaries coming up in May. Everybody, even somebody who's not running, like Katie Britt, she didn't have anybody running yesterday, but still she's talking about the industry that's moving to Alabama and the
mm-hmm.
people that are adding to industry in Alabama, and they keep using the quote-unquote I-85 corridor. And
well,
in my
nearly 30 years with the city, and it's a credit to Philip Dunlap, who I worked for at a time, but has been our only economic development director, and a credit to our industrial development board, multiple city councils and city managers that have come before me, is We have an unprecedented amount of projects right now. People want to invest here. We've created a great environment. A lot of people that work in our companies don't live here. They live around here, but it's excellent work, and it matters because it keeps a balance for us and allows the Auburn citizens to have the quality of life they desire.
Mm, very well said. And even people like Todd Chaggett at Southern Union talks about even the people that are coming out of there, and they train them hands-on and move them over there, and they make good money doing this.
Well, we spend a lot of money through our industrial board on workforce development efforts and supporting our companies. We have a partnership with the Chamber to support small business, where we're investing with the Chamber to support small businesses and workforce, mm-hmm. very important to all of us.
And even the school system, Auburn High, is getting into it too, putting those kids in there. So
absolutely.
Works out great. We are going to take a break. As again, Megan Crouch with me. As city manager, we're talking city council from last night for the city of Auburn.
You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Megan Crouch with me is where you want to head next?
Well, last but certainly not least, well, we did have several annexations out in the Society Hill, Sand Hill area. Three-ish acres on two different parcels, very routine, all in our optimal boundary and expected as property continues to come in that vicinity. But overall, our longest discussions last night focused on a development known as the Foundry, which is at North College Street and Shug Jordan Parkway, so across College Street from Publix. And it's east of Donahue, so it's adjacent to the new high school property, but it's on the other side of a small creek, so kind of across from Hickory Dickory Park, for not fully across from the Walmart neighborhood market. You know, nearly a 300-acre development, a little bit less, and it will involve slightly over 2,400 housing units over a 15 to 20 year period, but it also involves several hundred thousand square feet of commercial and office. It is limited in the number of apartment units that could be built there. I think the number is 625, and has a number of interesting things. But to our Auburn citizens, beyond what we call neighborhood retail, they are not after big boxes in this development. This is more of you know, shop space, restaurants, and so on, but don't call it strip center. It has a lot of architectural flair to it that I think it'll be very much a well-liked development in how it is done. The big deal in this is the city is partnering in a development agreement format to get what we know as Yarbrough Farms Boulevard, where the Yarbrough Farms development is at Donahue. The high school is building an extension of Yarbrough Farms Boulevard on the southern edge of its property, and it goes to a tributary to the Sagahatchie Creek. On the other side of that, the developer will grade the road to go all the way through to North College and align with Cary Creek Parkway.
Okay.
And the developer will spend, he'll contribute between grading and any other cash contributions about $4 million to do that. And the city will add $4 million to it and pave the road and curb and gutter and all the things. You'll have sidewalk on both sides and a 35-mile-an-hour road that goes through from Donahue that is not Shug Jordan Parkway. And theoretically, via Richland Road, you can get all the way across, too. The city will have to come in and build a bridge of its own accord, which is about a $6 million undertaking between the high school and this development. But nonetheless, in the next several years, all that will connect completely through. And that would be really a partnership. Auburn City Schools is doing a piece, the city is, and the developer is.
When you say all the way through, I'm assuming, will anything go north and come out the other side?
No, north, because you're going to run into the Sagahatchie Creek, some neighborhoods and fisheries property.
I wasn't sure how that looked.
And a lot of that is low-lying property. On the northern end of the property along the Sagahatchie Creek, there's a trailhead at the Ashton Park entrance area, but there'll be a greenway that runs on the northern end of this property that goes along the Sagahatchie Creek, and that will connect to Donahue. And then we have plans. We already have all the easements we need on the Yarbrough Farms elementary / you know, golf course development. Across that, we have one piece of property that's in the county that we do not have easements on, and then there's an old Sanford development, and it'll take you way down the Sagahatchie and really come out on Richland Road on the far end. I mean, it's It goes a ways, but the goal is to get this piece connected, Donahue to College, and that's a nice recreational opportunity. And then bunches of trees in the middle will be saved. They're not in a developable area, but there'll be a lot of green.
Okay.
And then the part of this development is they will cluster homes and other things where they have shared bigger green space patches and so on. It'll be a unique development for Auburn, and some people will love it, and some people say, well, I want a bigger lot size or a little more separation from my neighbors, and that'll be up to them.
Okay. I did note, I mean, that particular developer, there's a development on Wire over near Cox. He's had a great relationship.
Yeah, Jolly Development. Warren is an Auburn grad. He's a building science guy, among many other things. Very talented individual, done a ton of development in the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. Spends a lot of time in Auburn, but yeah, he's building some things at Wire and Cox Road now and has been for some time, mm-hmm. Methodically going through that. It has tremendous experience. We have a lot of very good developers in Auburn, and this will bring a different product type, but I think a unique development. It is very well planned and thought out. There's architectural controls in here because we can do this with this planned unit development. And this is give and take on both ends. And to do one of these, the city has to win and the developer, and or it doesn't move forward.
Very well said. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Megan Crouch, City Manager, City of Auburn, Auburn City Council recap. That'll do it for us. You guys have a fantastic, what day is it? It's Wednesday, I think. It's all running together. Don't forget, there is basketball tomorrow. Final Four, 96.3 W. Lee. Jacob Goins will have that call. Auburn High taking on Bob Jones up in Birmingham.